A new survey conducted by the European Parliament reveals that Czechs have more negative views about this institution than the EU average. Almost three quarters of Czech respondents said they did not believe their voices were being heard by the EU, and only 17% of Czechs have a favourable view of the European Parliament. Jan Kovar is chief analyst at the European Values think tank. Dominik Jun asked him what was behind such low numbers.
Generally speaking, that there is a lack of trust into political institutions, and the level of trust to political institutions in a given country influences also the level of trust to European Union institutions. It's also connected somehow to the satisfaction with democracy in the given country, which is also low in the Czech Republic currently. Secondly, I would stress specifically for the Czech Republic, there is pretty much disinterest into what the European Parliament has. European Parliament is considered to be unimportant in the institutional framework of the European Union. It does not have any direct influence, seen as unimportant within the institutional structure of the EU, and unimportant and very often overpaid from the EU's budget. The individual members of European Parliament have too high wages quite often for the Czechs. I would also add that there is a connection between European identity or feeling of Europeanness and support for European Parliament, and it is also rather low in the Czech Republic.
Some critics have said that the German Chancellor Angela Merkel's decision in 2015 to open up country and Europe to a migration wave, however well-meaning, somehow played to some kind of deep-seated fears about European security, and this has somehow caused an erosion also in trust in an institution like the European Union. Do you think that's a sort of a fair analysis?
Obviously, the position of the Czech Republic and Czech citizens towards the migration crisis or refugee crisis is rather negative. I believe that it also has impact on attitudes towards the European Parliament.
On the upside, the survey says that 61% of Czechs see advantages in EU membership, which has actually gone up by 1% from last year. So what must the European Union do you believe, to improve its image?
The EU has to provide policies that bring support for European integration, which is obviously then connected to support for individual institutions of the European Union. However, it's very problematic to deliver these good policies because citizens in different EU countries, they want different kind of policies. And you cannot really please them all with, let's say, one-size-fits-all approach. And therefore, this is going to be very problematic. What are the good policies? We're not really sure, or the members of the institutions are not really sure.